Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, your love doctor, your mother confessor, your ever so slightly twisted little sister, your daughter of the American Revelation, your horny housewife, your pleasure preacher, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. I want to welcome you to Radio Susie One. We are back on the airwaves, and we're broadcasting live from the Speakeasy in the soul of downtown L.A. And I'm here with Sister Terry.
Hello.
Good evening, Sister Terry.
Good evening, Dr. C.
Can we bring up her volume a little bit so can we hear her a little better? Sister Terry, sing it, sister.
Hello, hello, everybody.
There you are. That's a singing out voice there. Okay, and Brother Joe is here.
Hello, Doctor.
Controlling our levels.
You better believe it.
And we are here for you if you'd like to talk with us about any aspect of sex, love, life, or death. You can call us at 1-866-289-7068. That's our toll-free number, or 213-749-1330. If you're in Skype, just put yourself into the waiting room, and we will put you into the talking area, and we'll talk about pretty much whatever you want to talk about tonight. So I believe we have Mark on line three, or line one?
Three.
Or Jack?
Mark.
Jack. Mark.
Which line? Who?
Fantasies.
What's going on?
Okay.
I have line three open.
Let's talk to line one.
Line one.
Line one. Hello.
Mark. Hi, how you doing?
Hi, Mark.
Hello, Mark.
What's going on?
I have a multitude of issues.
You got to talk a little louder. I can't hear you, darling.
Okay, hold on. Can you hear me now?
A little better. Okay, go for it.
Can you hear me now?
I want to hear what you want to say.
Can you hear me, though?
I can hear you, barely.
Okay,
I'm waiting.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay, go for it. Jump right in there and say something.
I have sexual gratifications with people of different races.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Now suddenly when he's saying something of worth, I cannot hear him. Okay, we're going to ask you to get a better phone, darling, okay? No offense, but the phone is not working. So we're going to go on to line three?
Line one, Jack.
Line one, Jack, okay.
Jack.
Line one, please. Joe, Brother Joe, can you go to... Just give him... Give it to him. I'll just talk to whoever comes on. He needs to know what to hit. I can just talk. Hello, Jack.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm African.
Jack.
Yes, I have a fantasy.
You have a fantasy.
I'd like to have sex with a hermaphrodite.
Oh, a hermaphrodite. The best of both worlds.
Yes.
Okay, okay. A hermaphrodite would be a natural-born person with genitalia of both sexes.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So you're not interested in any kind of surgical alteration. This needs to be someone who was by nature a hermaphrodite.
Yes.
That's kind of rare. Does that bother you that your quest could be futile just because it's kind of a rare thing to find a hermaphrodite?
Yes, it would be, yes.
And have you got your heart set on a certain hermaphrodite that perhaps you've seen on the internet?
No. I just, I have some X-rated movies, I guess, videos that shows it.
Okay.
And it really turned me on.
Now, when did you start fantasizing about hermaphrodites?
I guess a couple of years back.
Uh-huh. And what turns you on so much about the hermaphrodite?
That I'd be able to suck her cock and play with her pussy and then do the reverse, play with her, suck her pussy and stroke her cock.
It's kind of like having a threesome, but just with two people.
Yes.
There you go. It's you kind of save on something. It's efficient. It's efficient. You get... A threesome just for two.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I hope you meet the hermaphrodite of your dreams.
How would I go about doing that?
Well, I think you should try by contacting this hermaphrodite that's in the video that you like so much. Why don't you see if you can track... I'm not sure, should you call it a him or a her? No, it doesn't sound quite human, so...
Her,
so
it's a her.
Hermaphrodite would be a her, because it's a hermaphrodite, as opposed to a himraphrodite.
That's true.
Okay, so, you know, maybe you should look her up, this one that you have fallen in lust with on the video.
Well, again, they don't give any names or anything for those. It's just a general video.
Well, you've got to start somewhere. So look at the video, you know, look up the video people, look up hermaphrodite on the internet. You've got to kind of go on a search. I don't have hermaphrodites in my back pocket, darling.
Oh, okay.
No.
You don't keep everything there, Susie?
Transsexuals, transvestites, cross-dressers, she-males, yeah, but natural hermaphrodites? I'd like to meet one myself.
Mm-hmm.
They're rare.
Is there any possibility of coming to your studio?
There's a possibility of that, but I can't guarantee a hermaphrodite.
Okay, well, then not necessarily have to be one, but, you know, I would like to be able to go to your studio.
Well, the first thing you need to do is become a member of the studio, and you join through drsusanblock.com.
Okay.
Okay?
Step one.
And then...
Also, you mentioned that July was Masturbation Month.
That was May.
No, that's May, actually,
May.
Darling.
Oh,
the
okay.
M month. It's the same initial. That's how you remember.
There's a website,
it's
masturbationclub.com, and the group in Florida has group sessions every week.
Uh-huh. Terrific. Well, then it sounds like a great little organization for you, because it sounds like you'd like to jerk off.
Yes.
Yes.
In fact,
I thought
I'm stroking myself right now.
I can imagine.
I hope it's very good for you.
Yes, it is.
Uh-huh.
And so I would look up what, drsusanmblock.com, right?
Just drsusanblock.com, drsusanblock.com. That's all you have to do, and then you can join the site. You might be able to come to the speakeasy. You in Los Angeles?
Yes, I'm in Van Nuys.
Oh, okay. Well, you might be able to make it down here.
Okay, very good.
All right,
thank you.
Happy stroking, even if it's not Masturbation Month.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
So we have Harry on line 4.
Hello,
Harry.
Hi,
Harry. Speak up a little.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing good. Happy Saturday night, Labor Day weekend. Comeback show for the Dr. Susan Block Show on Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web.
Sure. That's wonderful.
It's what? It's wonderful?
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Wonderful, darling. I love your accent. Are you from back east?
Yeah.
You're from back east.
Oh,
right.
Gotta love an East Coaster.
Wonderful. I love that.
I saw you're wonderful, you know, man. That's one of the greatest things for me.
You're mumbling, though. You're mumbling.
Yeah, you are a very elegant person.
I'm a bit... well, what is that?
You are very elegant.
Elegant.
But elegant in its sixth person.
Thank you. Well, even though you're mumbling, I like the few words I can hear from you. So I appreciate your compliments and my compliments to you, sir. May you have a wonderful evening.
Yeah.
And go to drsusanblock.com for more information, okay?
Yeah, I saw the blue team in Dubai, so that's great.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Yeah, that's cool. I would like to see it. Can I see you back once again?
Can you see what?
Can I see you back once again? Can I?
My back?
Yeah.
My back.
Yeah.
Wait, are you watching the TV show?
Yeah, I'm watching the TV.
Well, the TV show is on tape, darling, and what you're doing now is you're calling a live radio show. So, you know, I could show you my back, but you wouldn't see it.
It's on a loop. You'll be able to see it again.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, sweetheart. Really
good. Oh, my pleasure. Thank you, Harry. Take care. Okay. And this is the Dr. Susan Block Show. I'm here with Sister Terry and Brother Joe. And we're going to talk with Mark on line 3. He's not there. Okay. So now I have some people in Skype. Let's see. Riquis?
in Newfoundland, Canada, 69. Requeese, hello? Wait, how come I'm not here in the Skype? I think the Skype sound is not really on. Yeah. We have Mark on line 3. Okay, we tried that, and I think we had nothing.
Mark? Hello, Mark. Are you there?
Yes, I'm there. How you doing?
Oh, hey, Mark. Good. Your voice sounds pretty loud and clear.
That's good.
Oh, very.
Okay, so I'm here with Sister Terry.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing, Sister Terry?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
So, welcome to our revival. What would you like to talk about, Mark?
Sexual preoccupations with black people.
Sexual preoccupations with black?
Or African-American people.
Black people, African-American people. Yes, I think the whole country has a bit of a sexual preoccupation with that right now. One is running for president. He's quite a stud.
That's not where much
I didn't know if that was where you were going, but I think that his sex appeal doesn't hurt Obama's, that is.
Okay.
But anyway.
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, so you're talking about the sex appeal of the African-American male or the female? Or?
Well, I've always admired the male. As an athlete, I grew up following and paying attention to sports, so I've always admired the male. And I've always been attracted to the female. But over the last 10 years, I've had a number of phone sex conversations, and women have sometimes twisted it in conversations where they'll ask me if I'm attracted to black men. They'll play out scenarios where I'm doing things to black men, and now I'm more confused about how to break this kind of addiction to being humiliated by black women in front of black men, or vice versa, or doing things to black men in front of black women. I don't really know why I feel this way.
Well, tell me a little bit about yourself. I mean, are you single or married?
Single. And I've had very little dating experience.
Very little dating experience. So this is all on a kind of a fantasy level for you.
Correct.
And so really, what are you breaking an addiction to? Phone sex or to thinking about African-American people as kind of almost a fetish fantasy
well,
for you?
Well, here's the issue. It's like I've always been hypersexual, and just recently I was diagnosed as bipolar, but originally they thought I had OCD and paranoia and some other things, but now I don't know whether I have sex addiction and it's always been there, or whether it's sex addiction related to bipolar. And then in addition, I don't know why I have preoccupations with African Americans and no other groups.
Well, you know, I think there's some pretty basic reasons for preoccupations with African Americans. You know, I think a lot of people have that, African Americans as well as other people.
And I'm preoccupied with penis size as well.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, there is this sort of stereotype that the African American male is larger in every way, and that's not true across the board, but it is. There is a bit of a size.
I'm very
difference.
Well aware of that. I've
had two degrees,
and I've
studied difference.
Race relations.
Yeah.
So my question to you is, what about this need to be humiliated by the domineering African American woman?
Well, you know, there could be personal reasons for that. There could also be political reasons for that.
I don't think it's political, because I'm not really interested in politics.
Well, you may not be interested in politics, but politics can affect your sexuality even if you're not interested.
Can you explain that?
Because you might feel that, you know, the African American male has been treated as inferior by white males for many centuries, and that...
I see where you're going. Now I get it.
And that the African American male, on top of that, it has this mystery, this fear that white males have built up towards African males, you know, and that fear is exciting to you. That fear is a stimulation to you. Fear and sex are sometimes strange but close bedfellows.
I would say that the biggest preoccupation I have is women laughing at me while I do things to black men that I wouldn't typically want to do.
Well, you really are all twisted up in knots, aren't you?
Yeah, that's why I don't even... I'm more attracted to black women.
And one of the reasons you're so twisted up in knots is because you're not in any relationships with real people.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe is for the best, you know, considering all the different mental things you're suffering from. So
and yet
it
I
might
have two
be for
degrees,
the best.
And I've worked for 8 years as a writer, and I function certainly. So.
Oh, what kind of writer are you?
A journalist, sports journalist.
A sports journalist?
Mm.
Oh, well, no wonder. Well, you're looking at all these sports stars, and you're wondering what's in their, you know, their shorts.
But yet, where is the humiliation from? I don't get why I want, you know, to be penetrated by black women and embarrassed by in front of them, having them laugh at me and stuff like that. I don't understand that.
Well, I don't either. Why? You tell me. You tell us. What experiences did you have as a child that might point to this? Just reassess.
I've always been close, and I've always had close friends when I was younger that were African American. I just can't. And I've always, like I said, I've always, even in my college years, I dated a few black women. I liked them a lot. And
okay, and you're a sports journalist, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay, so you write about sports.
Correct.
Do you play sports?
I played in high school basketball and tennis.
How good were you?
At basketball, I was only 5'3 at the time, but I was on all the traveling teams in my state and played against some people who've actually gone on and played in college.
Okay, so how tall are you?
Now I'm 5'8", but I had my growth spurt when I was 19, unfortunately. So.
Okay. So here you were trying your best to be a big athlete, and you were a little guy. And you developed a little complex.
But here's the thing, I played 4 years of varsity tennis, though. I'm just a good athlete.
Well, you're a good athlete, and you're a professional sports journalist, and you excel, but deep inside you have an inferiority complex.
Ah, okay.
I mean, enough to give you these sexual fantasies.
And I've always been obsessed with black porn stars, too.
Well, there you go. They're the athletes of sex.
So how do I break the cycle so that I can get back into a normal, either heterosexual or whatever?
Well, you say you don't date. Is that right?
The thing is, I'm very shy and introverted with women, and yet I'm attracted to them.
You're not that shy with me, darling. You're telling me all this kinky stuff.
I know, because it's anonymous.
It's anonymous. You have a very distinctive voice. I think anybody that knows you would recognize your voice on
it's
this
okay,
show.
Because this
so why
is
don't
a
you
realist.
Just be yourself? Why don't you just be your perverse self? And you got a sexy voice. How do you look? I mean, are you okay looking?
Well, here's the thing. My mom passed away about 6 months ago. And I went from 190 pounds to about 148. And I'm in the best shape of my life since high school, so...
Time to get out.
Yeah. The thing
why don't you
I'm
go
good.
Out with a beautiful black woman? What's
That's
stopping
what I
you from
do.
That?
I'm talking to one on the phone regularly, but... The problem that's creeping into the relationship is whether or not I want to be humiliated or whether I want a heterosexual straight relationship.
Yeah, you know, the humiliation is a weakness on your part, of course, as the word humiliation implies. I mean, I think there are a lot of women these days who are very open to male bisexuality.
Very.
That's not it can be a big deal, but it doesn't have to be. But once you get into being humiliated, then you're just asking for a woman to, of course, take advantage of you, and then she will. And why shouldn't she? You're asking for it.
Right.
She should.
That's what turned me on.
Well, okay then. Then you'll be humiliated, and then you won't be in a kind of one-on-one intimate relationship. You'll be in a certain level.
But at the same time, I think ultimately I want the one-on-one relationship. I just want to figure out a way to get rid of this need to be humiliated.
Well, you can just,
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense, get rid of. You can't get rid of it, but you can discipline it.
How do you control it, through medicine? What do you do?
Well, I would shudder to think of the medicines that might be prescribed to one such as you, but I don't prescribe medicines. Maybe a little pot every once in a while, just to take the edge off, you know, that's just a little good medicine.
And then aren't I reinforcing all this obsessionality, which is another illness of mine, by getting on, you know, pornographic boards and looking up all these humiliation things and yet wanting relationships with people because I'm lonely and my mom's passed away. I'm living in a new town with new people, you know. But I know no one, basically, so.
What do you have to offer a woman?
I'm a very kind, sensitive, caring person. Obviously, I'm an honest person. I'm telling you things that most people wouldn't share with other people, you know. I'm a smart person. My IQ is off the charts, even if I have 2 degrees.
Yeah.
Both from good colleges.
Yeah.
And I worked for 8 straight years until my mom's death. And
okay.
Then I started breaking down mentally, basically.
You started breaking down mentally. See, there's the problem there with hooking into a woman, unless she wants to be with a mental breakdown. And if you want to find a woman that, you know, is open to your bisexuality, I think you can do that. But if she's going to be humiliating you, she's going to be taking advantage of you.
When you say open to your bisexuality, what's the difference, though, between being open to your bisexuality and humiliating? It's the same thing, isn't it?
Well, I guess that bisexuality, I believe, is a natural kind of part of human sexuality. I believe that we're all, to some degree, bisexual. Whether we take that as a humiliating fact is up to us.
I mean, I'll even be in a public place, and if I hear a black woman laughing for any reason, I'll get turned on.
Sorry.
Just sitting here very quiet, just listening and soaking all of this up, and I just couldn't help myself.
But the funny thing is, like, I am attracted to them still for a variety of other reasons. Like, I do like the physical shape of black women in terms of women I'm interested in, so it's kind of hard to decipher between the fact that I have mental illness, the fact that I'm hypersexual and I don't sleep a lot because of bipolar, which has just developed over the last year, and the fact that I have these kind of ambivalence and a lack of dating experience. Put it all together, it's a little bit confusing, you know?
Yeah, it's very confusing. But, you know, you could just strike up a friendship with a black woman that you like.
I do have a friendship with a black woman right now. Unfortunately, she hasn't been calling me recently, which is disturbing me.
Have you allowed your penchant for humiliation to enter your relationship with this woman?
Actually, I've been hiding that.
You have? So you
yeah,
think she doesn't?
I was afraid that she, if I said something, that she would cut me off.
Yeah.
Because
but she's cut you off anyway.
I'm well aware of the stigma that's attached to things like that in the black community. So.
Well, really in any community.
True.
There is a stigma to people that, when you humiliate someone, you're putting a stigma on that person. It's almost the definition of humiliation. You're stigmatizing a person. Isn't that what it is?
And the thing is,
so if that's what you want, then wallow in it. But if that's not what you want, then yeah.
Well, let's put it this way. I have a psychiatrist who tells me it's unhealthy that I should develop dating relationships. And yet here I am at 2 a.m, wide awake with insomnia because I have bipolar disorder. And the first thing I'm doing is looking up, Googling, you know, Ebony Femdom and all sorts of other things, you know, to find stories of white guys being humiliated by black women.
Well, you know, you are a journalist, and that means you're a writer, and that means you're an artist, and I think you should apply that side of yourself to this problem, and I think you should write about it honestly, as you are honest with me, and I think you should become just a very incisive writer about this subject, and...
I'm very interested in race relations, and I read up on it. Actually on a lot of things, medicine, Eastern Buddhism, culture.
I think you should channel
I'm
some
a good
of
athlete. You asked me what I look like. I'm about 5'8", 150. The funny thing is I have brown, curly hair, and I'm technically, Jewish, but a lot of people think I pass for either Puerto Rican or Latin in New York, or the black, light-skinned African-American. So it's very complicated, so...
You're a very complicated guy, so you have to write your story. You have to write the story of your sexual obsessions.
and send it to Dr.
The
Block.
Other thing I forgot to mention was I was hit on by a black woman when I was younger, and that turned me on before.
I knew there were things that happened when you were younger that you would need to bring up here. See?
I'm sorry?
You were hit on by black women when you were younger.
Oh, no, when I was 15 or 12, before I had gone through my growth spurt, there was a woman at a local laundromat or cleaners that liked me a lot, and I was kind of unaware of my own sexuality if I had hit my growth spurt.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So I think that's another little
That's a big facet. That's probably, that's something that happened to you and that really made a deep impression on you when you were young and impressionable. And
right.
So that's a very innocent reason for having a thing for black women. Enjoy it. Go for it. God and Goddess be with you. Keep in touch and let me know what happens. And send me the stories that you write. Or
Let me ask you a question.
The opinion.
I think I have
to talk to other people now, though.
Okay. One last question. Do you think I have a sex addiction?
You're so dominant for a person that needs to be humiliated. Okay, we're going to...
Okay, thank you for your help.
Yeah. Okay, I'll talk to you later. Definitely call me back.
Send an email.
Definitely. Okay. All right. So, this is Radio Susie 1 on the World Wide Web. We have people on the phone, but we also have people in Skype. And what is... We can't talk to the people on Skype? Is that it? You can talk on the microphone, darling.
Go ahead and stick to the phone for now, just in case.
Okay, here we go. A lot of people in Skype. All right. So, who do we have? George on line 4? Is this...
I have Robert, but we'll find out when we pick it up.
Let's find out.
Hello, Robert.
Hello, Robert.
Hi, how's it going?
Hello, Robert.
Hi.
Do you know each other?
It's been a while since I talked to you, Doctor.
Oh, okay. Oh, I know you then. I thought the way you talked to Sister Terry that you two might know each other.
Oh, no. No, I know many, but not this one. I don't think... Do I know you, Robert?
No.
I didn't think so.
Okay, so Robert, let's get to know you. What's going on with you?
Well, let's put it this way. When I was on vacation, I was working, and I met this girl, and I kind of had a relationship.
Right.
And when I had this relationship, I kind of got into trouble, and I remember what's her name told me to do. To go ahead and look at the Playboy, and I looked at the Playboy and started to masturbate quite a bit, and then I listened to your tape for a while, and my question to her was, how do I quit masturbating if I wanted to get a girl?
You want to stop masturbating?
You want to stop masturbating
really
in order
no
to get a girl.
I don't think there's any need to do that.
There's a little bit of a need. If you're masturbating obsessively, it does cut down on the sex drive and the drive that gets you out there dating. It's true. So, you know, you don't want to be jerking off obsessively. That's true. So how often are you jerking off now?
Quite a bit.
Quite a bit is probably too much for what you need to do now, which is to get out there and mate. Get into the mating game. It's a challenge. Masturbating is not a challenge. And I am a total masturbation advocate. I believe that a lot of people should masturbate, and you shouldn't feel guilty about masturbating. But, you know, it does cut down on the drive to get out there and take the risks involved with the mating and the dating game. So, there you go.
Oh, okay.
So cut back, that's all. You're disciplined, right?
Oh, yeah, because...
Get out there.
If I remember right, the last time I talked to you, when I talked to you a while back, a long time ago, you heard me talking and made some noise, and then you went and asked me that if I was masturbating, I told you no, and then you heard me masturbating, you know, and then I listened to the tape, and you told me that it was all right for me to masturbate, and I didn't know what.
I don't like when people lie to me.
What?
Anyway, so now, if you're masturbating like 3 times a day, so just cut down to once a day, okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Robert. Okay. And you're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web. I'm here with Sister Terry. How often do you masturbate?
How often do I masturbate? I masturbate all the time.
All the time?
I masturbate constantly.
Not constantly. You're not masturbating now, but of course I can't see under the desk.
That's
here.
True. I am not masturbating now.
Whoa.
So maybe not. Maybe constantly is a little bit of an exaggeration.
Yeah. So I see we have Lara. Raul Lara is in the Skype cast. But I don't know if we can talk to these people in the Skype cast.
All we can do is try.
We could try. We actually have Jacob is up and talking. So, Jacob, can you hear me? Oh, I hear him in one ear. Move up that volume.
You sound familiar.
Jacob. Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, here he is. Yeah. Hey, Jacob.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to Radio Suzy One.
I was wondering if you could help me with my foot fetish.
I was wondering if you've ever called here before.
He's from Holland.
No.
No?
No, I don't think so. I don't know, though. We'll talk a little bit about your foot fetish, and we'll figure it out.
Hmm.
So, do you have a fetish for pretty pedicured toes or dirty feet?
Dirty.
Dirty. Dirty feet.
Yeah.
Dirty with what? Like stepping in peanut butter or squishing eggs or just kind of, you know, having walked on asphalt for a while?
Like dirt, like fungus.
Fungus? Oh, no.
Yeah.
Jacob, really?
I don't think
yes.
so.
Think you're pulling our leg and foot and knee. I don't believe
no,
you.
No.
What? You think it? Sister Terry has some
it's,
theories.
I don't believe you.
You're not very convincing.
Sister Terry thinks that maybe you've called here before, maybe many, many times.
Many, many times. Wow. Called on the phone, not on Skype?
No, on the phone.
On the phone. That's why I don't recognize, because it's like someone who's called on the phone. Jacob, is that true?
No.
Jacob, what's your name, Jacob?
Jacob is my name.
You don't have a Dutch accent.
It's very true.
Really?
Really? Are you really from Holland?
Yes.
Aw, that's sweet. All right, well, fungus between the toes is a very rare fetish.
I know that voice. I know
very,
that voice.
So rare that I think we've spent enough time on it already. So I'm going to move you back down into listening, darling, okay? Okay. Here we go. So now, Skypers, we are working. It is happening. So I want you to put yourself into waiting if you want to talk to me and Sister Terry and Brother Joe. How's it going, Brother Joe?
It's pretty good.
I think, you know, we got the Skype sound going now.
Yeah, everything seems to be completely operational.
We got the phone kind of going.
Yeah,
I think we're recording.
We're good to go.
This is actually launch number 2 in the comeback series. But launch number 1 is lost to history. It is only in our memories and mammaries. And we're having a walkthrough here at the Speakeasy. We're having a little tour. The Speakeasy is kind of like a museum, kind of like a community. And so there are walking tours. Oh, and Lara is here. Let's talk to Lara. Hello, Lara.
Hello. Hello, how are you?
Oh, wait a second. This is a male voice. This is
yeah.
Raul? Raul?
That's
Raul Lara. I thought you were you know what? I thought you were Rael Lara.
No.
Lara of the Raelians, who we know.
UFOs.
Right, the UFO people that and the Raelians, right. And but you're different. You're Raul Lara.
Raul.
And you're a loving person and you love to meet new people from all over the world. Terrific.
Yes, I do.
Good for you. Yes. And you're in Texas.
I'm in Texas.
Marfa.
Martha, that's right. Home of the Martha Mystery Lights.
Is that right? Where is Martha?
It's in Far West Texas.
What are the mystery lights? I would love to know.
And now...
You know,
yes, what are the mystery lights?
It's weird because geologists from Japan have come down for... That was like 3 years ago. They spend like a month here in Martha. And I don't...
Can you describe them?
I can't figure it out.
Can you describe what they were?
They think they're gases coming out from the ground.
Yeah.
But the weird part about it is they're different colors. It's an amazing sight.
Can you describe what it looks like?
Sounds like UFOs.
Well, it's just weird, you know? It's just like they come out unclear. It's got to be clear skies. It's just weird.
Yeah, that's weird. The swamp gas excuse has been used to cover many a great UFO, so I would look a little more into it than just gas.
Gas from the swamp.
That's just a classic excuse since back in the
40s. In starlight, in moonlight, and...
Well, they're saying back in the 1940s, there used to be World War II, where they used, to keep airplanes or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But it's just, it's a sight that people from all over the world come to see.
Oh, so they're very persistent?
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting.
Kind of sexy.
Yeah.
So I see your other name here you say Obama Biden 2008. So you're a big Obama Biden fan, so much so that that's become your name.
Well, yeah, I'm a champion for change here in the United States.
All right, change is good.
Yeah,
I would be for Obama, except that I'm running for Vice President of the United States, and so I'm supporting my running mate, who's running for President, Frank Moore, and he's even more Obama than Obama. But anyway, Obama's pretty cool. Gave a really good speech. Really good speech the other night.
Did you hear him on Thursday?
A little
night?
Bit of it.
Yeah, he's an amazing spirit. Yeah, so hopefully he'll do it.
And one of our themes tonight is the sexual power of the African American male.
Yeah.
And I mean, he's got that, you know. I mean, he's got other kinds of power too, but certainly has some sexual power. That doesn't hurt in his case.
No, he doesn't. It should. Sure doesn't.
So, is that what you wanted to talk about? The sexual power of the African-American male?
Well, no, actually, you know, I'm 42, and I was just wondering, Dr. Susan.
Yes.
Why do I still have wet dreams?
Why do you have wet dreams? Aww. That's so nice. That's, you're just full of love.
At 42?
And lust. You're full of lust. You're dripping with lust in the night.
Be glad.
Yeah, but I went through that in my 20s. Now I'm going through it again in my 40s.
Well, it's the second teenage.
Is it normal?
Yeah, I would say it's normal. It's not so common, but enjoy it.
Oh, I will. Oh, I have.
You have. So What's wrong with that? I mean, let me ask you, are you married or single?
Single.
You in a relationship?
No, I'm not.
So, your lover is yourself?
Right.
Well, it sounds like you're having a really good time with yourself.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I'm outgoing and, you know, I'm always busy working hard and... So, but I just...
Do you masturbate?
Yeah.
How often do you masturbate? Not often?
Yeah.
About how often?
Let's see, like twice a week.
Okay, and how often do you have the wet dreams?
Like, shoot. I would say like four times per week.
All right, so probably if you masturbated every day, you wouldn't have the wet dreams. But it sounds like you're such a busy guy that you don't have time. So that's why nature takes care of you in the middle of the night.
Oh.
Since you didn't have time
to
masturbate that day, you know, nature just creeps right up through your body and does it for you. Isn't that nice?
Wow.
You know, actually, most
nice.
Guys
and
your age don't get to do that. They just get kind of frustrated and then they get prostate cancer and all kinds of problems. So you've got, nature is really taking care of you.
And that's good, right? It's cleaning out my system?
I think it's good. I don't see anything wrong with that. I mean, it might mean you have to wash the sheets more often.
Yeah, well, that's, I do that. Yeah. It's just weird. I just thought
that's
it
good.
Was,
just in case you ever get a sex partner, you should keep clean sheets, you know?
Yeah. Yes, I'll definitely do that. But, you know, does the body produce that much cum?
Well, yours does. I mean,
apparently.
Usually it's young guys' bodies that produce that much cum. Usually that's what it is.
Well,
but it's not unheard of for an older man to do that. It's just not that common.
Well, let me tell you, I'm 42, but I take good care of myself. My probably body fat is like 10%.
Uh-huh.
I'm 5'9", 180 pounds, and I take good, solid care of my body and what I eat.
Well, good for you. Well, apparently, you know, you take care of your body, and your body is taking care of you in the middle of the night.
Oh, wow. Amazing. Okay.
By, you know,
well,
just kind of getting the edge off. And it feels good, and it's a nice dream, and you save time. You didn't have to masturbate. You do it in your sleep.
That's awesome.
So you can get more things done if you really want to be like a crazed, you know, yuppie.
There you go.
But anyway, maybe one day you'll share your wonderful self with a partner. I would encourage that. You sound like a nice person. You should share yourself. Some of the people that call here and masturbate all the time, I think probably the world is better off with them kind of just doing it themselves. But I would say you should, you know, get out there and share your hot self with somebody.
I think I should, yeah, because I speed walk 5 miles a day.
Wow.
Yeah.
You've got a lot of libido to burn.
Yeah, I do.
Obama,
I really do.
Biden. Now I don't remember your name because it says Obama Biden. Anyway, Obama Biden in 2008, unless you really want to vote for the best president, and that would be Frank Moore. Short of Frank Moore, Obama Biden. That's quite a bite, a mouthful. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
In touch. Come join us again next Saturday night. Okay?
I sure.
Stay in touch. And visit us on... Actually, you know what? You should join bonoboway.com.
Okay.
Okay? That's our online community.
Oh, sweet. Is that on your contact?
You know, they don't let me put any of my websites on my contact. What is it with Skype, Sister Terry?
I know.
Is Skype not working correctly?
No,
very
it just
oppressive.
Doesn't let me put any, it doesn't let me put my websites on.
They're very oppressive.
They're very oppressive. I could go on a whole rant about Skype's problem, but that, you know, that's not what we're here to talk about.
What are we here to talk about?
Not Skype, not the inner workings of a brilliant... brilliant piece of shit program.
It is brilliant, and it is enabling us to talk to Obama Biden in 2008.
It is brilliant and horrible.
But at the same time, it doesn't allow me to put my website, so you just have to kind of jot it down. You have to hear me say it and then take it. Bonoboway.com, that's my online community. Terry's there. Joe, are you there?
Absolutely.
All right,
of course.
Joe is there. We're all there on bonoboway.com. And it's by invitation only, but all you have to do is request an invitation from the front page.
Oh, sweet.
And you can get one.
Sweet.
Okay?
Doc, your time. Thank you.
Okay. Ciao for now. So, I have an old friend, I think. I do have an old friend who I'm sure is going to ask me where Brother Dave is.
Do.
Hey, Cheez-Its Christ. First tell me how you're doing. Cheez-Its.
Tutto va bene.
Tutto va bene,
signore. Come sta oggi? Come sta stasera? Tutto va bene?
Mezzi mezzi.
Mezza mezza.
Mezza mezza.
All right.
Right.
So how are you? I understand tonight is one of the last nights of Skype. It's ending. It's going out of business. Skypecast.
What are you talking about?
Didn't you know? Did you hear the news?
I should know that. I'm appalled that I didn't know that.
Yes,
Skype
it's September 1st.
I have to look it up immediately.
It's September 1st at noon. Skypecast ceased to exist.
September 1st? Are you serious? You are not serious.
I am serious. I can give you a link if you'll accept it from me.
Okay.
Yeah, do that, please. Thank you.
All right. Let me get the link. It's in my... So how are you guys? Meanwhile, let me find the link and then I'll send it to you. That's a good link.
This
you can trust me.
This is a crisis.
This is a crisis. Well, there's always Shoutcast?
All right.
That we've been meaning to do.
What happens to everybody that's built up relationships on Skype?
I hate you, Skype.
Now we hate you.
I hate Skype so much.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to give Susan the link.
Okay.
And there you go.
Am I going to be able to open it along?
Yeah,
with
hang on. I'm checking this out right now.
Okay, we're checking it out. I hope nothing explodes, Cheez-Its.
Come on.
Okay, I trust you.
And tell Dave that I ended up with that porn star that I was hot for.
Good night, Skypecast. At Skype,
yep.
Our aim is to... Whoa, wait a second.
This is horrible.
Part of our vision means coming up with new ways for our community more than ever. Skypecast is one of the many features that we've developed to enable these conversations. What we've learned by watching how the product is used and through user feedback is that Skypecast is not quite measuring up to our high standards and expectations for connecting and delighting our users. I'm connected and delighted. As a result, we have made the decision to retire Skypecast from active service for the immediate future, effective 12 noon BST on Monday, 1st September 2008. Wow. This decision is consistent with Skype's efforts to prioritize resources. They don't want to pay for it, I guess. They don't know how to make money on it. I don't know. Why would they want to discontinue
Skype? Skype. There are other ways of utilizing this technology, which will have to be researched and re-implemented into the system that we've just perfected again, but it's just a roadblock.
Wait a second. Are you there, Cheez-Its?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. Because I think my thing hung up. No, I'm okay. Wow.
Well, the reason is because we run... Have you seen our website called SkypeAssholes.com? You should check it out.
I should.
Skype
sounds like a website I can get on board with.
Wow.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Well, then you guys all have to come to Bonobo Way. Seriously, everybody who's listening... BonoboWay.com. We're going to have chat rooms. I don't know. We're going to have to learn how to broadcast somehow. We're going to have to broadcast on Bonobo Way.
We run some controversial casts. We are, excuse me, but we're Republicans. I know that's going to disappoint you, but we're Republicans.
I'm not against Republicans.
Republicans.
How Republican?
Very.
Very.
And how conservative?
Well, I disagree with that point
very
of view.
Very gun-toting.
Constitutional?
Constitutional
is the key. Constitutional.
We
can all get along on the airwaves.
What does that mean? Hold it. Would you please tell me what that means? Maybe we are or we aren't. I can't speak for everybody.
I speak for our broadcast, and we can all get along on the airwaves.
That's true, and we all should.
I mean, we can disagree.
Are we getting along now?
We are. I think so. Don't you, Cheez-Its? Christ?
I have my views. Yes, I hear and see everything. You know that. Cheez-Its is everywhere. Don't fuck with the Cheez-Its.
I want to eat you, Cheez-Its.
Remember the movie The Big Lebowski?
Put yourself on my tongue.
One of the greatest movies ever made.
Put yourself on my
tongue. And when the guy was bowling, Don't fuck with the Jesus.
Wasn't he a child molester?
I'm not a child molester.
Good. I'm glad to hear
are
that,
you implying
Jesus
that,
Christ.
Who's this woman that's talking to me? So?
This woman is a big fan of The Big Lebowski. That is what this woman is.
This is Sister Terry.
Sister Terry. Where's Dave at?
Dave is not feeling too well right now, but he'll be back.
Okay, well, tell him
okay.
I said hello.
I will. I will. He'll be glad to hear to hear from you.
Yes,
definitely.
We talked about a couple months back about this porn star that I was hot for.
Oh yeah, which porn star?
I finally got to hook up with. And I can't mention her name because I eventually did hook up with her.
Oh, you're such a man of honor, Jesus Christ.
It cost me quite a few dollars.
I'm sure
well,
it
I want to hear more about this, but I'm actually in a state of crisis that Skype is going down. Skype cast. Other Skype is going to remain. Like, you can have Skype chats and stuff.
Right. Right. Because
I use that, too. But... I mean, the Skype cast going down is just horrific. All these people in the room, I wonder what they all think. Where are they going to go? Are you on Bonobo Way, Christ?
No, I don't think so. Not on this name, anyway.
Well, can you get on there? How am I going to keep in touch with you?
Through Bong Hits for Jesus, I believe, is on.
Bong Hits for Jesus?
Yes, Bong Hits for Jesus.
Strangely, I think
Jesus
I've been
Christ.
There.
That's not very conservative.
Jesus
no,
was not conservative,
it
or is he conservative?
I don't know
oh,
if
do
Jesus took bong
it?
Hits. I mean, I'm
listen,
sure he did.
Know. The Constitution was written on hemp.
I don't think
it was written on hemp.
You better believe it, and so was the Bible.
That's beautiful.
Yeah,
President
yeah, absolutely.
Washington was
Washington
a hemp farmer.
Washington grew hemp, yeah. Yep, hemp's a great plant. Well, Cheez-Its, we've got to stay in touch somehow. You've got to join Bonobo Way. I'm going to see what Patrick has to say, but don't go away, Cheez-Its. Stay with me. At least your spirit must be with me. Cheez-Its Christ, my friend. Okay, Patrick, hello.
Hello.
What's going on?
Nothing really. I just wanted to call and... have a chat.
Hi, Jacob.
Talk to you about my problems.
It sounds like Jacob.
Is this Jacob again, who's calling himself Patrick?
No.
No,
it isn't.
Okay.
Susie, I do believe that Jacob, Patrick, whoever, has been calling the speakeasy repeatedly. This
okay.
is my belief.
Well, you talk directly
what?
To him then.
Go for
I don't
it.
Know about
you
this.
Sound very familiar. I pick up the phone here a lot. And you sound very familiar. Something about one night, really, this I have to say on the air, because it's just one of the greatest things I've ever heard. I pick up the phone and I hear, excuse me, ma'am, all your bass are belong to us.
All your what?
All your bass are belong to us.
All your bass?
All your bass.
Your bass.
I'm like, yeah. And now you're calling us here. I knew it.
Well, I'm not this Jacob person.
You're you sound very, very much
well,
like
say something
someone.
To distinguish yourself, Patrick.
Ask a good question.
Ask a good question.
Well,
that's a good idea, Brother Joe.
I was having problems with like going out with girls and stuff. Like, I don't know how to attempt to ask them out.
How old are you?
I'm 23. And, I'm working at a sawmill.
You're working at a sawmill?
Yes.
Not a lot of girls at a sawmill, right. Well, I don't know, actually.
Yeah.
Are there many girls at the sawmill?
No, but I mean, like, publicly. Like, in malls. And
oh, malls. What do you look like?
I'm slim and tall.
Slim and tall. Well, you got
yeah.
that going for you.
Yeah.
That's usually what one would consider something going for you. So, why are you so shy? What are you afraid of?
I'm just shy with girls.
Because you don't know them very well?
Yeah, that's partly the reason.
Or because you're spending all of your time calling places and pranking them instead of learning about girls and going out there and how to get laid?
I thought Patrick sounded very sincere, Sister Terry.
I am a cynic right now. I do not.
Her.
I think that is exactly what I think.
I was ready to help Patrick.
All right. All right.
Now,
you should help all.
Give him a chance. Give
That's
him a
my
chance.
Best advice. If that is the prankster, quit pranking and learn how to get laid, man.
That is good
That's
advice.
That's good advice.
I'm not a prank. I just called to get help.
Okay. All right, then we will help you.
Doctor, take
help
it away.
You. He sounds sincere. He could be just a good actor, though. But anyway, Patrick, just feel the fear and do it anyway. Go up to girl and just say hi.
Yeah, but I'm scared that I'll mess up.
Well, you probably will, and then eventually you won't. That's the way it goes. You have to go and mess up and then learn how to talk to girls. It happens through trial and error. That's right. You have to take that risk. That's what's being a man.
Yeah, don't get psyched out.
Don't get psyched out. Just try it. Some of them won't like you, and it doesn't matter what lines you use on them. Some of them will. They'll just like you. And you got to find the ones that'll like you. But the best way to find them is to, you know, look for them and go up to girls and say hi.
If you don't try, you don't fly.
Okay. Good luck.
Thanks for your help.
Okay, I would say keep in touch, but, you know, Skype is going down. No more Skype cast.
Oh, they'll be in touch.
Okay. Sister Terry thinks you're a prankster.
Sister Terry answers the phone a lot. Sister Terry knows a voice.
All right, Patrick, good luck to you in the real world. And no more pranks, okay? Okay.
I'm not a prankster.
Okay. Aw, he sounds so sincere.
He sounds like the prankster.
Okay. Is Patrick the prankster or not?
I guess we won't know to this night.
Is there a Skype name that's
Dr.
been
Susie.
Changed?
Hello, Mitch. How you doing?
Dr. Susie.
Mitch, it's
been
a while.
Mitch.
Hey, you remember Mitch, Terry?
I remember
yes,
Mitch's
voice. Mitch is cool.
Hi, Terry.
I love Mitch. We missed Mitch.
You know what, Dr. Susie? I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday on your birthday. I contacted you, but you weren't online, but I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday for June 18th.
It was actually June 10th, but that's pretty close.
June 10th. Yeah, my lady. And I wanted to let you know, I read your article about hot love and warm love, and I must say you're brilliant, and I've discussed this with a lot of people, and it's such a vibe. It's such a vibe. Thank you so much for that article. It was a rocking, rolling vibe.
Oh, thank you, Mitch. You are just the greatest. You really have good taste.
Come on and just praise. It's so nice.
It's good.
Praise.
It's good. You
praise
know, my,
me.
Yeah, you know, my life. Definitely.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure. How you been? How's life?
Life is pretty good. You know, goes up and down, but I'm smiling right now.
I'm smiling too. It's such a pleasure to see you. Definitely.
I have bittersweet feelings though, because the Skype casts are going to be gone like tomorrow.
I'll tell you this: it's only the Chinese side. The English side is not. I don't think the English side is going, but the Chinese side is, because the Chinese government's too scared of their mainland Chinese people.
It's the internet lockdown.
It says good night Skype cast. It's only Chinese.
Yeah, it's only Chinese. Yeah.
Oh, I hope so.
It's crazy.
The internet's getting locked out
from us.
I don't know. It doesn't say it's only Chinese, though.
I don't know. We'll have to see by September. September 1st.
Right.
I guess
we will.
On Monday.
Skype is very mysterious. Very strange.
I know.
We're just going to have to be able to take our Skype audience with us to Shoutcast, and I think... Shoutwave, isn't it? I think. I have to check it out. We're going to just take everybody to wherever we end up. We're just going to take all our Skypers. I'll make sure of it.
I love to come to California. I had my chance to come to California, but I wasn't able to get out to San Diego. But soon enough, I'll definitely come and vibe.
Yes, you've got to come visit us in Los Angeles.
I will. I'd love to. I heard you guys are very spiritual, I've got to get out of this Atlanta. It's an absolute gorgeous, gorgeous people, you know, Barbies and dolls, Kens and Dizzy Hotties, but I tell you, not a lot of women with substance, and that's what I love about
not
you,
Atlanta.
Dr. Susie, and Terry, my lady Terry, right? You got vibe, you got substances, you got pizzazz, and you're a real woman, and you know how to treat, I think all the men who are listening to you are very, very lucky to listen and to learn from beautiful, gorgeous queens like yourself. And I have had the privilege to learn from you. And if the skycrafts go down, my ladies, I just want to let you know, peace be with you, and hopefully I'll vibe out with you in California one day. One day.
Oh, you're say wonderful.
It, we love you.
We are just
you.
Letting you talk, talk. We are just smiling and going, yes.
I have pizzazz.
I think you just charmed two ladies quickly here.
Compliments. Oh, yeah. Yes, he really knows where to go with those compliments. Very,
I'm
going to
write that down.
Intelligent compliments.
You know what? I can only compliment because I've learned from the best, and particularly Dr. Susie. Just her articles incite me. They amplify my understanding about women, about sexuality, and about relationships. And it's just, it's beautiful, really. And the girlfriends that I've had, the ex-queens that I have, I haven't found the one for me yet, but I know what I want.
I like how you still call them ex-queens. That is the greatest way I've ever heard anyone refer to an ex-lover of any kind. My ex-queen.
Well, he calls us milady.
Yes.
Oh, he's so romantic.
Of course. It's a warrior spirit, but you know what? You need a warrior. I need the only woman, one woman in my life that I've been waiting for lifetimes to unblood my mind, because this warrior piece I've been fighting for too long.
You've been fighting for so long, Mitch. I wonder if you should ease up and just, you know, hook up with a princess.
No, stick your guns, cavalier.
Well, it has to be the rock.
Or a lady in waiting.
I'm tired. Yeah. Well,
if you can make her a queen, you'll make her a queen by being with her.
I have a feeling you could make anyone a queen.
You could. But, Mitch, you have to join Bonobo Way. That's our online
please
community.
Come join us.
And Mitch, we want to see your beautiful self. You put a picture up.
You can come see us
and you can chat with us and comment on our blogs and just be with us. And then you'll get to know our friends, and then when you come out here to LA, you'll know a bunch of people here.
I'll be honored. I really would. I'd be honored.
Okay? All right.
Sure. Take care, guys. All the best.
Okay.
All the best,
love
Mitch.
We love you, Mitch.
Join us on Bonobo Way.
Bye.
Come on, you love him too, don't you, Joe?
Bye.
You're very cavalier, my brother.
Okay. Oscar is on the phone. Should we take a phone call? And then we have some other Skype calls as well.
I think since this is one of the last Skype cast shows, we should extend it.
I'm hoping that Brother Mitch was correct.
And it is working also.
Yeah.
So we have a working show.
Beautiful. Right. Well, we signed up for 2 hours, so, you know, we've got some time. All right, so do we have Oscar on the line, on line two?
Oscar, are you there? Oscar, please speak up.
Oscar. All right. So I have on Skype, I have Tetragrammaton Cleric.
Hello?
Hello.
Is my mic working?
Yeah, you sound a little tinny.
I'm not sure if it's working or not, because I'm going to have some problems tonight with my audio.
It's good.
Yeah.
After,
it's okay for a little while.
So I'm not sure.
Your name is Nick. Nick.
Go ahead and send me something if you can hear me. Just like type something to me.
I'm not going to type something to you. Terry, you can type something to him.
I can do that, sure.
I don't remember that name because now he's Nick. So, Nick, did you want to talk about something? Because we're doing a show. We're not typing.
It's a mystical, three-dimensional object.
I'm going to move you back down into listening, darling, and you can type to your heart's content. Okay, now we have music for him now. Hello?
Hello, how you doing?
Mark.
You can call me Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Hi.
What's up?
Hi, how y'all doing?
Excellent. What's going on?
Not a lot. What are we all talking about?
Well, we talk about sex, love, life, death on this show. So that about covers it.
I can handle UFOs, conspiracies, and aliens, too.
I think that's related to life.
Absolutely.
And okay, I don't want to talk about
sex.
Death.
Oh,
okay. I've had too much death in the last year, so I don't want to talk about death.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it's one of them things. We all must die.
So I hear.
But I just thought... Yeah, I just stopped by to see how you're all doing and wish everybody the best on this last Skype cast.
So this is the last Skype cast.
Yes,
tragic.
The last Skype.
We heard from Mitch that maybe that was just for China, for Beijing, but you're saying it's for everything.
What I mean, I'm not a genius, but what I think they're doing is, you know, Skype sold out to eBay. eBay bought Skype out.
Yeah, okay. I didn't know that. But
well, yes.
That what happened.
They bought Skype out, and eBay wants a piece of the pie. So I don't know this for sure. It's not a prophecy. But I think they canceled the Skype cast until further notice. Because probably in a couple months or maybe a month, they're going to start charging maybe $10 a month for a Skype cast. You have your own. You pay for it.
Yeah.
If they changed it over right now to charging, everyone who has a Skype cast, they would have to grandfather them in for free. And eBay's not going to give nobody nothing.
That
right,
is for sure.
Right.
So
that's
my opinion. I've been reading a lot, and in the news and the magazines, the papers, and I've heard that's why they canceled the Skype cast.
Well, that makes sense, and that's tragic, but it does, it is corporate.
That sounds the best research so far.
Sense,
yeah, that
know.
Does sound like the best definitive answer we've
got.
You
know, there's a lot of propaganda out there on Skype that, well, it's because of this certain nationality with all the dirty Skypes and the pornographic, that's why they're canceling it, or it's because of the fighting, that's why they're canceling it. But, you know, those are all, to me, superfluous. Those are all superficial. They're not.
Yeah,
mundane.
I agree. I think you're on to the true meaning behind a cancellation like this. It wouldn't be over any particular group. It would be just for a corporate financial reason.
Right,
so.
And it's sad that they would treat people or go to these measures or these limits. For another American dollar or euro or pound or franc or whatever they're going to get.
But it does make sense because, after all, it is a unique thing. And I've been amazed that it is for free, and it has been in beta, and we've had the opportunity to use it for free. And now they know that it works and that it's cool, and they want to charge for it.
And now they want to sell it to a corporate monster.
They're made of evil.
Okay.
I feel very passionately about
who
this.
Who am I speaking to? Is this...
You're speaking to Dr. Susie and Sister Terry. Terry is there, and
okay.
Brother Joe.
Hello.
Okay, Dr. Susan?
Yes.
What I was going to say was... I'm kind of echoey now, but it's okay. What I was going to say is that I've been doing Skype casts for several years, but I quit doing them since I heard they're going to quit. And I've actually been doing conference calls, and they're actually better. They give you up to 24 people in a conference call. You can actually set up with your friends or whoever you want to bring in. If they want to leave, you can have people text you or chat with you and say, hey, put me on your list. I want to be in your conference.
It's not
so
the same.
An option for you.
It's not a cat.
Well, no, it's not the same. No, it's not the same.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I mean, we do that. You know, we'll have speakeasy conferences where we chat and text and, you know, I mean, sure, with 20 people or something like that, and that's fun, and it can be very productive, of course, if you're going to have a meeting, but it's not a show. It's not a show where you can, you know, tell people all over the world, just, you know, tune in and you can join the Skype cast, and you can, it's so wonderful that you can open it up to everybody this way. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome, and it's so awesome that they're not going to let us do it for free.
They're made of evil.
I know. So are you a doctor of psychology or doctor of...
I am a doctor of psychology with an emphasis... a philosophy with an emphasis in psychology. Yeah, psychology. But I'm not a psychologist. I am a philosopher.
Are you a hypnotist?
Actually, I am a hypnotist as well. Yeah,
Do me a favor. Hypnotize the whole room right now. That would be awesome.
I always do that. that's the whole nature of the show. You do it with me.
That's awesome.
We're the hypnotists. So, okay. Mark.
I wanted to, before I go down into listening real quick.
Yeah.
I wanted to give you my web page if I could.
Go ahead.
There it is. Yeah, it's www.musicforhimnow.com.
Okay, musicforhimnow.com.
Yeah, I'm sending it over to you. There you go.
Oh, okay, I'll click on to it. Musicforhimnow.com.
Well, I appreciate it. It's, if you like gospel or Christian music, that's what I do. I minister to music ministers all around the world in 200 countries. Yes, ma'am.
Well, God and Goddess bless you.
Oh, thank you. You're a sweetheart.
Now, I love.
Well, you have a beautiful evening.
I love gospel music.
Do you?
All right.
I do. We got major Americana on this site, though. It's a Bebo site.
Really?
Yeah. We've got the hawk. It looks a little threatening.
Do I not get that?
Or the eagle. The American eagle. It's not a hawk. Well, excuse me.
Oh, no. That's for Labor Day. I'm sorry. I just put that up there tonight. It's for the holiday.
Well, it looks, it's certainly very American, and I'm an American, too.
Well, let me change it real fast. I want to make you happy.
Hey, you know, I'm on Bebo, though. You should add me.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I'm a Bebo. I'm a Bebo girl.
You
okay,
are
what's
everywhere.
Is it under Dr. Susan?
I think it's Dr. Susie.
I believe it is Dr. Susie.
D-R-S-U-Z-Y. D-R-S-U-Z-Y.
Okay. Okay. No, I'll check you out, and I'll add you to my...
Okay, I hope you don't think I'm too satanic or anything. I'm really not. I'm really a nice person, and I believe in peace through pleasure. That's the devil laughing behind me. No, I'm all for all religions.
No, I don't think that at all. I'm just a fun-loving guy. I mean, I'm married. I have been married for 20 years.
Oh, good for you.
My son's going to...
You have a good
sex
life?
My son is 18.
You have a good sex life with your wife?
Yes, I do. Let me turn this off because I know this is going to play and I don't want to make anybody mad. Yes, I do. We have an awesome time. Sorry about that. No, we have an awesome, awesome sex life. Yes, we do. Phenomenal.
Good.
Good for you.
Excellent.
I don't talk about it a whole lot, but I will say that it's excellent and awesome. I've been married 20 years. I feel like I've been married, you know, even though I've been married 20 years, it seems our sex life is like we've been married 2 weeks.
What's your secret?
You got to keep it. I'm sorry?
What's your secret? What do you think is the secret to your marital sexual success?
I would say the secret is... you have to have love.
Okay.
You have to have commitment. Love and commitment.
Yeah.
And you have to be spontaneous. But the most number one thing you have to learn sincerely is it's one word. And you probably already know what I'm going to say.
I have no idea what you're going to say.
I have no idea. I'm intrigued, though.
Okay, you have to learn communication.
That is the key to everything.
See, Joe thought you were going to say Jesus.
Everything. Like, we get up in the morning. This is TMI. Everybody knows what that is, correct?
I don't think there's any such thing as TMI on this show, but go ahead. Too much information.
Too much information.
Yeah, continue.
Okay. Well, what I mean is this is where communication comes in at. You get up in the morning, and you know, men want sex all the time. It's just, just part of our nature.
You're lucky
women don't, but it's okay. That's just how women are, but it's okay. But I mean, if you have communication and you talk and you say, you know, this is what I need, what can I do for you? Then you have this communication where, you know, you can't do nothing for me, but let me take care of you. And it's like you're taking care of each other, and then you're not out in the world during your physical, normal, daily duties thinking or looking somewhere else because you know you have someone at home that communicates with you and meets every need you have.
Okay. Well, I can't argue with that.
You are a lucky man.
Yeah,
you are. Good for you.
You know, it works for you, and you got the American dream right there.
I don't know about American dream, but it works.
Yeah, I think it is the American dream to have a wife that you have a good sex life with for 20 years. You know, a lot of people can't pull that off.
I did change my page for you. You can check it out.
Okay, let's see.
Is it less American now or more American?
Oh, really?
No, I took the American off for Miss Susan. Dr.
Now,
Susan.
Wait a second. I'm an American. I love America.
We love America. You're running for, you know, vice president of the country.
El Presidente.
Exactly. I please do not cast aspersions on my patriotism. But okay, so now, no, it's still there. The eagle and the flag are still there. I just reloaded.
You might have to refresh.
I did do that. I refreshed.
You did?
It's okay, but I like this eagle. He's starting to look kind of cute to me.
It's growing on her.
Bebo don't like me. I'm sorry to say that.
Okay, well.
Bebo can be frustrating.
Yeah, it's still the same, but it's okay.
It can be.
So listen, Mark, you should join Bonobo Way, okay? BonoboWay.com. And stay in touch with us. And we'll meet somewhere else. But God and Goddess bless you. Peace be with you. And
God bless you too. Shalom.
Yeah, thank you.
Shalom.
And shalom. Yeah. Peace. Shalom. And may you have another 40 good years with your wife. At least.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, so we've got Kaylin Keller. Hello, Kaylin Keller.
Hello.
Hello.
Kaylin?
Yes, how are you today?
We are doing fine. We're sad that Skype is no longer going to be casting, but we're doing fine. What did you want to talk about, Kaylin? Kaylin.
Whoa, I don't know if that's working correctly.
No, there's a problem there. So now we have Bob Barr for president in 2008. What happened here?
Go ahead, Bob.
Hello, Bob. Bob Barr for president 2008? I think he didn't... I don't know. I don't think his machinery was working. Now, Nick, did we already talk to Nick? I think... Okay. Skype is going a little haywire right now.
We've been having such success. This is maybe
Nick?
The most successful it's been. And
hello,
now it's
Nick.
Going haywire.
Wasn't working last time, so...
Okay.
I think it's working now.
You're working. So did
all right, it's good.
Did you have something you wanted to talk about in particular, Nick?
I'm just kind of listening and I'm just kind of seeing what you guys are doing. It's kind of like a little talk show radio.
That is what it is. Yeah. Okay. Well,
via the evil of Skype.
Yeah, that's what it's been.
Are we still broadcasting through the page on drsusanblock.com?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's all it's all connected? And,
oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's all connected.
Oh, yes.
It's a radio or what? We're actually on the radio or something? Or
internet
radio.
Well,
we're on internet radio, yes. We're on internet radio.
Well, if you want to get interesting, I just got done from over a four-year breakup with my girlfriend. So we're no longer together.
That's
you
rough.
You just broke up?
That's really rough.
It's been over 2 months, yeah. We lived together for a year and we gone out for like over four together, but before we moved in, we were like together for like 3 years. So,
and that's a big
deal. And it's not happening right now.
That's a big deal because you're only 23.
Yeah, I'm 23. Yeah.
And 2 months is still very early into the healing process. It's still supposed to hurt all the time.
It sucks, but it's true. It does.
Healing process.
It does hurt. I mean, do you feel like it's the right thing that you broke up with her?
I'm not happy about it, but I have to respect her wishes, so.
Ah, she did it.
Yeah, let her do her own thing, and
she's
busy with school, and, you know, I don't know, it just wasn't right now.
Career woman.
I
it's
guess
a
we'll
tough
have to
time.
Wait and see what happens later. She wants to go to Africa and stuff like that to help people, and which is cool and stuff like that, but I don't know.
Well, let's see.
I didn't want her to go, but that's what she wants to do, and so, you know, I'll be happy as long as she's happy, so.
I've got a lady down here in waiting, so I'm going to see
guy.
If she wants to talk with you. Hello, Jessica.
Good morning.
Oh, you don't sound like a Jessica.
I think my shit just stopped working again.
How are you?
Do not sound like Jessica at all.
This is not. I was going to hook you up with Nick here, who's hurting. You could be a rebound.
That's what I was thinking too.
You could be a great rebound, but you sound. I don't know. You don't sound like a Jessica. A Jess.
What do you
maybe.
Want?
Okay, Nick's stuff stopped working.
What's
again.
The matter?
I'm gonna stick down. Okay, Jessica.
Jessica.
What's the game you're playing, Jessica?
Who are you?
Whoa.
Jessica,
I think that is enough.
Okay.
Let's all calm
down.
So
now we have someone named question mark, question mark, question mark.
Oh, great. Let me come look at this.
Hello,
like,
question what? Mark, question mark, question mark.
Hello, I was wondering if you would check out a page. I dedicated it to you and your site.
You did? You dedicated a page to me and my site? Wow.
Yes, I did.
Okay, so you're going to send me the page?
Yeah, I will send it to you now.
Okay, and what is your name, question mark, question mark, question mark? Oh, you have
my name is
Frugo.
Oh, it's Jacob Patrick Sam, whoever the fuck. God damn it!
No, my name is
no,
Jake.
I know, man, no. Where's our IT department?
Uh-oh.
I think you've been had, buddy.
You driving me up
I
the
think
wall.
You've been caught, Frugo.
Boobies, 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 boobies.
You're a dick.
What did I say? I was right. What
okay,
did
okay.
I say?
All right.
Goodbye.
Right, so tell us the story of this character, because I've never spoken to him before.
Should I leave him online?
No, he's gone.
Okay.
I would like to know Sister Terry's story.
Oh, Sister Terry has a story. These guys, they're the same ones. They call here, and they'll start at whatever time, and then they'll call obsessively, obsessively with their, hey, hey, hey. Like,
this is
this
a hey, hey
stuff.
Guy?
That's because it's the only girl he's able to talk to. Period.
I know.
Wow.
And man, take and my advice, little kids. It's fun. Prank calling is fun, dude. It's really, really fun for a little while, but you got to put the phone down. You got to pick up a Playboy or something. Do something. Do something or you'll never learn how to talk to girls and you'll be sad nerds forever.
Yeah,
don't
stand in front of the computer with a phone in your hand. Not forever.
Also, we don't like it. It hurts us.
You're very annoying.
This is a place of a business.
It's totally irritating.
I mean, we have to hear that all
and
night
why do we deserve
long.
That? Well, anyway.
I
okay.
cut them, so.
Now we're off
don't expect
it. Now we have these two people in waiting. Oh, actually, I think my Skype has locked up just now. It's now got the little time thing on it. I think I'm all locked up. All locked up.
Are we... Is it locked? What?
Yeah.
Do you need
wanna,
me?
I don't know. You could come over here and look at the lockup here.
What?
We're in lockdown.
Lockdown mode?
Lockdown. Maybe they've decided to cut us off in the middle of our Skype cast. We've only been on for an hour and 34 minutes, though. So this is just...
Skype is made of evil.
Skype. The evil Skype.
Ask me a question. Any question.
It definitely froze right on up. Might have something to
yeah.
do with all these
people. There's too many people and eagles flying and...
Oh, we might have to restart
it. Yeah, we probably do have to restart it. Okay, so why don't you just close it down? Okay, so how's it going, Joe?
Pretty good, actually.
Okay, we're...
resetting momentarily.
Resetting. So you sent me some links to things, but... what's going on in the world of outer space?
Well, UFOs are up incredibly.
They're up.
Oh, yeah, tremendously. Between 700 and 1,000% compared to previous years. There is...
Don't do anything with this. This is the recording. No, okay, so leave that there.
There's rumor on October 14th that there may be a major UFO sighting coming.
A major UFO sighting. Yes. And now, how do we know this is happening?
Because it will be so obvious, there will be no questions this time.
Is it that people are seeing with telescopes that it's coming?
Oh, we're seeing. Well, I mean, people have, like, handy cams that they're capturing on a consistent basis daily right now. But, I mean, we're going to see once, as the stories go. And I really hope this one will happen. But, you know, it's obviously UFO propaganda sometimes. That, you know, on the 14th, there should be a gigantic UFO that will be unquestionable. The size that was quoted is... pretty amazing. So,
unquestionable.
You know, unquestionable.
But they're all kind of questionable.
That's the thing. This one is like supposed to be a message to mankind. There will be no contact beyond a big giant showing. And with any luck, we'll all see the biggest UFO of all time. And where
would be the best place to watch?
Initially, it's supposed to come to Atlanta, but its sheer size is amazing. So
we'll be able to,
it's supposed to do a worldwide tour, as some of the stories go, but.
A worldwide tour.
Oh, yeah. Believe it or not.
Anyone can see this UFO from anywhere.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yep. This one, I'll give you the size. Supposedly, it is in the 2,000-mile-across size. So that's the diameter, I suppose.
You are the expert among experts, Joe.
Thank you.
You are quite welcome.
Joe is the dean of UFOs.
He is the dean of UFO.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. You humbly accept your title.
All right. Oh, we're now hooked. Skype is now doing the same thing it did before. Suddenly everything is frozen. I think there's a UFO that just flew into the computer.
It appears that we're under the internet lockdown.
Oh, the internet lockdown.
Okay. So I'm going to... I don't know. I guess I got to go back out of Skype and into
it again. Give it a second.
Announce the phone numbers
doing?
Also. Announce the hardware line phone number.
I'm going to join the Skype cast again.
Maybe someone will call.
The phone numbers are, if you're anywhere in North America, you can call our toll-free number at 1-866-289-7068. And anywhere in the world, you can call our regular number, which is 213-749-1330. And this is Radio Susie 1 on the World Wide Web. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your love doctor. And I'm here with Sister Terry and Brother Joe, broadcasting live from the speakeasy. We're talking about sex, love, life, and death in the world, in cyberspace, and in outer space, everywhere. Sex, love, life, and death.
All entities welcome.
So what kind of entities are going to be on this space?
Are we good? Wait, is everything working right?
No, not really.
No, do I have to get up or can I?
Yeah, you might want to get up and come around here and see. I mean, it
my
seems like
Skype
the same thing
went
happened.
On a death spiral too.
Yeah.
What is going
Skype
on?
Skype is frozen and it's fallen down and it can't get up.
Well, the story is it's going to be humanoid life forms, so we will... definitely be able to talk to them, interact with them. Some of the stories are they're Palladians or at least members of the Galactic Federation of Light. This is deep within the far alien side of things. But
now,
since
you are the dean of outer space, what about sex?
It seems to occur more often than you can believe.
Well, I actually believe it because, of course, whenever people talk about being taken into spaceships and examined,
classically sexual,
there's sexual
operations
things
of some
going
form.
On, and there's a lot of people that have sexual fantasies about aliens.
Absolutely,
it's a very popular
more than I thought, actually.
Yeah, the Raelians do in a way, and then all the people that like Star Trek and stuff like that, you know.
Oh yeah. A lot of it is because if you subscribe to the stories about the Greys, apparently they have been cloning themselves for so long that their genetic code is starting to fail. The it's called replicant failure. It's very common. You know, if you're a botanist and you have any knowledge of cloning, you know, eventually your clones may fail to replicant failure. Well, it seems to be the case for the Greys, and since they are very related to us, and they seem to be able to at least adapt their DNA enough to hybridize with us, they've chosen to come to our planet, and they've made a deal where they are allowed to come and abduct people as they see fit and do what they will, just like a lab experiment, and then they are trying to build a longer living and a slightly different race, from my understanding, too. They are very Borg-like or very, you know, like single-minded, but still very spiritual. But, yes, they're here with a very distinctly strange agenda as far as, you know, like mankind is concerned. But, you know, obviously, these
we're
are stories.
I think we're off again. Yeah, I'm trying to get back in here. I mean, we've got this big Skype cast going, and we can't even get back onto it. But we have somebody on the line. We have, who do we have on the line? Beamer. Oh, let's say hi to Beamer.
Beamer, are you there?
Hi, Beamer.
Hi, Susie. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
I'm all right.
Where are
you? How you been?
Are you in Hollywood?
Everything all good?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know, pretty good.
Right on. Yeah, I got the email. I come to the party, but I guess it's been postponed. Me and Lion came down to visit with you guys.
Yeah, we've been kind of regrouping and trying to get some things together that kind of fell apart for a little while there. But
it's all working.
We're pulling
Did I fix it
together.
It? Did I fix it properly?
I think it's working.
Okay.
I think Skype is working.
I'm the queen of the internet.
I know.
Right.
So, Sister Terry, this is Brother Beamer.
Brother Beamer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah. Well, Susan, me and Lion, we came down to come to your party, but it was canceled. But we're downstairs. We're right down here.
You're downstairs now. We don't have a party going on tonight, darling.
What?
I know.
So, we're just doing a little radio show. No party.
Well, it don't matter. We can come up and visit or what?
Well, who's we? Hello?
Oh, we're all like, huh?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. So, well, I mean, we're kind of just doing a little radio show tonight. We're not really having a party. So,
all right.
Is everything okay, Beamer?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
Yeah, you're doing good?
I'm doing good.
Yeah?
You're doing good. I got me a nice house up in Hollywood.
Oh, really?
Been working.
What are you working at?
I'm doing interior work on bars and clubs. Doing finish work.
Oh, good for you.
All the fancy molding and woodwork and stuff like that.
Good for you, darling.
Good money.
That's excellent. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
That's good. All right, darling. Well,
all right. So we'll talk to you then.
We'll talk to you later. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Heavy-duty night here.
Yeah, very popular.
Got people outside and... You know, Skype going up and down and up and down. It's freezing up again, by the way, Skype.
Damn it.
I know. They don't even let us say a proper goodbye.
I should restart, but then we lose the recording and have to do that again. And
yeah.
Damn it.
No, it's Skype is pretty much down. So, and we took our calls, and we're welcoming the aliens. And I think we're going to wind it up for tonight. I mean, we'll be back again next Saturday night. And
we're still working.
We've got other shows to go, and we'll find some other venue besides Skype and of course, our own. But
we need to finish out our time here.
Finish out our time?
Yes. I think we're working. I think it's working.
You think what, Skype?
Yeah.
No, it's all frozen.
Damn it.
Frozen. It says the call duration has been 1 minute and 50 seconds for the past 10 minutes. Yeah, but it's 1 minute and 50 seconds. It's not really working. It's not really working. So, we're going to wind it up. Terry is struggling. There's only so much one can struggle, Terry. And then you have to give it up.
It's made of evil.
You have to give it up. We've tried to get this thing going 3 times in the past 10 minutes, and now we just let it go. And who knows, maybe there'll be a Skype cast back next week of some sort. It's working. Okay, except we can't work it. It's not really working. It's okay. Just Terry, say goodnight with me. You really can't make it. You can't. You tried 3 times, and it keeps doing the same thing.
It's the most evil fucking program on the face of the earth.
Now. We've had many a good program on our Skype cast.
It's true. I think I cursed us when I said, this is the best Skype cast we've ever had. We haven't even had any technical difficulties.
I know. That's right.
Like
that's right. You can't say anything too good or too bad.
No, that was terrible.
It all fucks with the whole system. And the system has been crazy. And we'll have another system. There will be another system that will come along for our radio show. So in the meantime,
I will tell the masses. I will spread the word. And once we figure it out, I will bring all of our Skype listeners.
We'll do this shoutcast thing or something.
That is my new investigation for research and development.
All right, so we'll do that, and we'll keep the show going because the show has
must
a life of its own.
The show must go on.
The show lives until it dies. So, be good, be happy, try not to hurt anyone, including yourself. We're going to have a Melloversary soon.
We are going to have a Melloversary soon.
Right, on the 20th of September, and we can't tell you anything more than that. You have to either be part of Mello. If you're not part of Mello, you can go through my blog, and you'll be able to get a ticket as a speakeasy member.
It's an exclusive event.
It's a very exclusive event.
Very, very important exclusive event.
Very elegant. And British television will be there. Sexorama. And Joe will be there.
Yes.
Joe, are you coming to the Melloversary?
Yes, I am.
The birthday of the greatest website that has ever existed?
Maybe
I'm
we should
so
do
there.
A radio show in the middle of it.
Oh,
know,
that would
Saturday
be...
Saturday night.
That
you
would
have
be
a bunch
crazy.
Of Mello people gathered around and do a radio show.
Oh, that would be
yes.
very intense.
Drunk,
Saturday
horny
night.
People on the radio.
Oh, I love
never.
That.
Just for an hour. 1 hour.
I love them.
That's it. We'll do a little Melloversary radio show.
Oh, my.
Okay.
I hope I won't be too drunk already.
Well, you probably will.
I'll be
probably.
Drunk.
I assure you.
All right. So, in the meantime, be good, be happy. Try not to hurt anyone, including yourself. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Join us on bonoboway.com. That's bonoboway.com, our online community. And if you need a little therapy, then you can still call us at 213-749-1330 or 1-866-289-7068.
Do not call if you're just going to prank us, little kids.
No pranks.
We do not have the time. We are busy people.
Really, and it's bad karma. It's really bad for you. It's like too much sugar. It's bad for you. The phones are ringing now. With
oh,
pranksters.
No, I know. It's starting
pranksters
already.
Pranksters are calling. Oh, God. All right. So take a deep breath, squeeze your PC muscle, and release it, and squeeze it, and release it, squeeze, and release. feels good. Makes you giggle.
Maybe a little bit.
Well, you said you masturbate all the time, so I thought I might as well help you do it here.
I did say that.
All right. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.